Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Yo, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Recently, I was staying at my grandparents' house, and for anyone under the age of 35, you know what the holidays are all about. They're not about family, they're not about your faith, they're not about presents. The holidays are all about becoming tech support for your family. And anyone over the age of 35 listening, please go easy on your kids or grandkids and limit the requests to one per day. But recently, I was staying at my grandparents' house for Thanksgiving, and while I didn't have to pay rent while I was there, I paid for us staying there in the hours that I spent becoming their technical support. I helped them set up their Wi-Fi, I helped them set up their wireless printer, I helped them set up Netflix, Amazon Prime, I helped them fix their Hulu, I helped them reconfigure their TV, I helped them, let's see, what else did I do? I helped them set up their computers again, I helped them re-log into Amazon, I helped my grandpa start writing an ebook. There was a lot, and I'm sure I'm missing a few, but basically, for a week or two, I became technical support. And these things, for me, weren't that challenging. And honestly, if my grandparents had a step-by-step guide, like I typed out for them, they would be able to figure it out on their own. But the problem is, they weren't raised with this technology. They're not used to this technology. Some of the words don't make sense to them. Like when my grandma hears HDMI 1, she's like, what? What's an HDMI 1? The HDMI 1, that's what used to be my Apple TV, but now it's my TV. Brock, what's going on? So I had to explain what an HDMI port is and how it works. These are foreign terms for some, but they make total sense to others. For some people, these are everyday speak, common language, and for others, they're completely foreign, right? It's like speaking a totally different language that doesn't make any sense. And that can be a challenging place to be in, especially when you have to speak that language or when you're surrounded by that language. For my fiance Taylor's birthday, we went to Mexico for a few days. Fortunately, we were both born and raised in Southern California. We both took Spanish in college. She actually minored in Spanish, so we were able to get by. But even being there, where people are speaking a totally different language, it can be challenging. You're surrounded by it. You need to know it, yet not knowing it is preventing you from feeling comfortable, feeling safe, secure, and really living life to the fullest, right? So today's episode, I wanted to, in the most everyday common speak language possible, I wanted to try to explain to you what an NFT is. NFTs are all over the news. They're super hot. They're super popular right now. They're blowing up. And so my goal in today's episode is to explain what an NFT is to you in the simplest way possible, in a way that hopefully Grandma Melvin could understand. And actually, maybe before I share this episode out with the world, I should send it to Grandma Melvin and say, does this make sense? Like, are you able to understand what an NFT is? Are you able to say it back to me? Let's talk about it. And actually, before we even do, let me say, I'm not an expert. I'm not an investing expert. This is not investment advice. I am not a cryptocurrency expert. No way is this any kind of recommendation. This is just me doing my best as a beginner in the crypto and NFT space to try to explain to you what an NFT is. And I'm sure I'll make mistakes today. I'm sure there are some things that might need correcting or readjusting. So if you are an NFT expert, if you are a cryptocurrency expert and you're listening to this podcast today, shoot me a DM on Instagram at Brock11Johnson, and I would love to have you on a future episode of Build Your Tribe where we could talk a little bit more in depth about this topic and correct any wrongs that I say today. But I have done some research, I have screenshotted some statistics, and I have written down some definitions to hopefully help you understand what an NFT is. Let's start with what NFT stands for. NFT stands for non-fungible token. So there you go. That's what an NFT is. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure that maybe probably confused you even more. Non-fungible token. What does that mean? Let's break down what those words mean. Non-fungible token. First of all, fungible. Something that is fungible is basically something that can be replaced by another item. Basically, replaceable. So let's replace the word fungible with replaceable. Now NFT stands for non-replaceable token. Okay, we're inching towards something that might make a little bit more sense. Non-replaceable token. So it's something that's not replaceable. It's one of a kind. There's only one that can exist, or one original copy that can exist. And that's really all that token means. Token basically just means noun. Anything can be a token. Music, digital art, tickets to a concert, basically anything can become a token. So basically, non-fungible token basically means something that is one of a kind, unique, irreplaceable. Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you. Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers, start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have 2 live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed 2 live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit InstaClubHub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode. Now, how does this work in the world of cryptocurrency? Basically, an NFT is digital artwork. I think that's the best way to think about it. How do rich, wealthy people in the real world show off their wealth? They do it with one-of-a-kind watches, fancy jewelry, artwork that they display in their home, statues that they put in their house's entryway. That is some of the most expensive things in the world. That's how rich, wealthy people signal and flash and show off their wealth to others, is through art. Well, as we all know, the world is becoming increasingly digital. The world is becoming a place where there's virtual reality. Think about Meta and Facebook and VR glasses. We're moving to a very, very digitized, digital, virtual reality. And so how do you show off your wealth in that space? Through virtual art, through these virtual NFTs. Something that you might be thinking already is, wait, but Brock, couldn't I just take a screenshot of some of this digital art? Like, couldn't I just copy and paste someone's super expensive NFT and say that I own it? Sure, you could absolutely take a screenshot. There's nothing really preventing you from doing that. You could take a screenshot, you could copy and paste it, but you don't own it. Just like the Mona Lisa, right? Like, there's Mona Lisa printed on t-shirts. The Mona Lisa, you can screenshot it and print it off of Google Images and hang it up in your home and pretend that you own the Mona Lisa, but there's only one real Mona Lisa. It's priceless. It's hanging in the Louvre in Paris. There is only one owner of real, authenticated artwork. NFTs are the same way. It's just digital artwork. I'm using artwork because I think that's the easiest way to conceptualize it. Like I said earlier, tokens can be a lot of different things. It can be music. It can be tickets to Gary Vee's VCon. It can be a 30-minute coaching call with myself. NFTs come in many different forms, and oftentimes there are perks and benefits added to these NFTs, but we don't need to go down those rabbit holes just yet. We're still just trying to figure out what this virtual artwork is all about. Let's talk about the monetary side of things. NFTs, for the most part, from my understanding, from everything I can gather, can only really be purchased with cryptocurrency. And that's where the certificate of ownership comes in. Cryptocurrency is all about a blockchain. And I'm going to make the blockchain super simple for you right now. Basically, a blockchain is like a bank ledger. It keeps track of where all the money is, who has what money, how much money is in your bank account, how much money is in that person's wallet, etc. That's all the blockchain is. So, also on the blockchain is recordings of who owns what NFT. When you purchase an NFT, a digital signature goes on the blockchain proving that you are the sole and only owner of that NFT. So, yes, like I said a minute ago, NFTs, as far as I'm aware, can only be purchased using cryptocurrency. Like I said a moment ago, they're the digital world's way to show off or flex your wealth, your status, what you own, how powerful you are. So let's talk about some of the people who you definitely have heard of who own NFTs. The people I'm about to list are owners of one specific kind of NFT or one specific art group, you could consider it, called the Bored Ape Yacht Club. And basically, these NFTs are just little tiny JPEGs, pictures, digital pictures of a cartoon ape, a cartoon monkey, and people are buying them. This is one of the most popular, one of the most well-known. I believe it's the number two overall NFT in terms of popularity and volume and price. But this is called the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Here are some owners: Jimmy Fallon, Steph Curry, Mark Cuban, Shaq, and many, many more. Jay-Z owns one that's called a CryptoPunk. CryptoPunk is, I believe, the number one cryptocurrency in terms of popularity and volume. And recently, supposedly, one sold for, just one digital image sold for $532 million. What? Over half a billion dollars for a little tiny JPEG that anyone could screenshot. And like I said, anyone can screenshot it. And I'm sure thousands, if not millions of people have screenshotted that NFT. But the person who bought it for $500 million, they can now flex that. They can now show that off. They have the Mona Lisa in their home. And here is the next part that I want to talk to you about really quickly before we wrap up this episode. People are flipping these NFTs. What does that mean? Does that mean they're inverting the image and putting it upside down? No. What I mean is they're buying NFTs for relatively low. Sometimes that's thousands, sometimes it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. But they're buying these NFTs. Then these projects are gaining popularity and they're able to resell them for more money. Now, this isn't as reliable or as trustworthy. I can say this pretty confidently. This isn't as reliable or trustworthy as something like the stock market. I would say even more volatile and even less trustworthy than something like cryptocurrency if you're trading coins. But this is something that people are doing, and they're becoming thousandaires, millionaires, multimillionaires off of. I mean, there's some crazy mind-blowing growth happening. In 2017, when CryptoPunks, the collective that I told you about a moment ago, when they first released, they cost between $1 and $34 a piece. So let's say you bought the most expensive one. You bought the one for $34, and that was the one that you just sold for $532 million. That's insane. Now, again, that's not predictable. That's not super easy. There are experts, and that's not me, who can tell you which ones are going to blow up, which ones aren't, which ones are a great investment, et cetera, et cetera. But basically, so that you can understand what NFTs are, they are digital artwork. So when you are sitting there around the holiday table, when you're sitting there with your family and your relatives and all the young teenagers and 20-somethings are talking about NFTs and they're showing each other the NFTs that they own, you now know what will be going on. You now know what they're talking about. You can participate maybe even with that conversation. And one last final thing before we sign off this episode. One of the coolest parts about NFTs is that there's a big, strong, powerful community aspect to it. Earlier, I mentioned that there are perks to buying the Bored Ape Yacht Club NFT. Some of those perks involve invitations to a private virtual yacht club. That's why all of these celebrities own Bored Ape Yacht Club. That's why these NFTs are selling for hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, because included with them is access to virtual hangouts with Steph Curry and Shaq and Jimmy Fallon, with Jay-Z, with some of the most powerful, influential people in the world. There's a really cool community aspect even with small NFTs, even with NFTs that cost $1 or $3 or $10. There are communities of people rallying behind the projects that they're buying into. And we might do an episode in the future, if you're interested in it, talking more about these communities and how powerful they can be and how exciting some of them are. But I hope you now understand what a non-fungible token is, what an NFT is. Basically, one-of-a-kind digital artwork that's being bought and sold for tons of money on the cryptocurrency marketplace. It's cool. It's exciting. I think that they're here to stay, definitely. I'm not going to make any predictions about whether or not you should buy some, or whether or not the market's going to grow by 3,000% this year, or it's going to die and crash. But I do think it's something that's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to increase in popularity. And as we move towards a more digital world, I think that digital artwork, one-of-a-kind, unique digital artwork, is only going to become more popular, more present, and more sought after. As always, thanks so much for listening.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. From Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.